I'm gonna pick you up and get you out of here. Put your arms around my neck, okay?
Okay.
Titan lifted the victim with his left arm as though he was a baby and stepped through the doorway, over the fallen bookcase, and out the door to the hall.
I have to get someone else before we go. Which way is 321?
The young man pointed, and Titan started walking.
Oh, no! We don't have time! I want to die!
Stay calm. This won't take long.
He walked up to the door of 321.
Hello? I'm here to get you out.
You can't! The china cabinet fell in front of the door!
Are you all right? Can you walk?
Yes!
I'm gonna give you a count of three to get as far from the door as you can.
Titan backed up a step.
Ready? One, two, three!
Titan's kick had driven the door and the china cabinet across the room. A small, white-haired woman peeked out of the bedroom door, and Titan gestured urgently with his right hand.
Come on, come on. We have to get out of here.
She scurried toward him, and he picked her up and cradled her in his right arm.
Oh, hello, Russell.
Hi, Marion.
Hold on to me, you two. We're going...
Titan, Granite just reported that the southern wall came down. You need to get your people clear immediately.
What about Granite and Ether?
They're fine. Worry about you and yours.
Another shudder rocked the building, and the floor under Titan's feet tilted slightly.
How much time do I have?
None! Get out of there any way you can!
I was afraid you'd say that.
Titan turned toward the hole in the wall at the other end of the hallway.
Hold on!
And took off at a sprint, building up as much momentum as he could. Titan rocketed out of the side of the collapsing building, bracing his rescued citizens against him as he extended his legs forward and looked for a relatively clear place to land. Dirt and grass flew upward as Titan's feet cut a trench across a ball field, diffusing the impact of his landing for the sake of his passengers.
Everybody okay?
Russell and Marion gave shaky nods, but Titan wasn't going to put them down until he'd gotten them to a healer. He turned around to see the building he'd just left collapsing in on itself. Dark swirls of energy surrounded it as it fell. Within moments, the building was nothing more than a pile of rubble in the center of its former slab. A small-statured man in a black and white costume headed back toward the area where Scope and Afterthought were coordinating things.
That was pretty cool.
Russell's comments snapped Titan back to the present situation.
Galvanized, do we have any healers on hand? I've got a citizen with a busted leg and another who seems to be okay, but should be checked out just in case.
Oh, I don't want to be a bother.
We've already got two heading over. You just sit tight and they'll come to you. Nice job with the exit, by the way.
Well, the elevator was out and stairs are just so tedious.
I'm sure Mr. Green will be happy that the press was on hand to document your efforts.